here on the Boss Man Show with new head coach, East Washington Eagles, David Riley, Big Sky Conference. What's up, David? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good deal, man. I'm asking you, how's it been, man? A whirlwind for you guys. It's a double-A tournament. Liz gets a new job, but now you're the head, man. Tell us how this whirlwind's been for you and your family, man.
Man, it's been crazy. So, you know, we had a great year, one of the best in the history of the school. And typically, you know, the guys would get back, kind of reminiscing the season. I might be going down, trying to get away, vacation a little bit, but it just kind of hit us all quick. So Monday, Shante took the job down in Portland and trying to figure out the ins and outs of the hiring process for a few days. And the guys obviously were in a difficult spot, trying to figure, you know, living in limbo land, trying to figure out who's the coach going to be and what's next for them. And then it was awesome. Thursday, I got hired. It's been my dream to be the head coach here. And, you know, been here 10 years, right? So worked my way up from a grad assistant. And it could not have prepared for the week that's been since last Thursday. Just as far as talking to the players, talking to their families, kind of evaluating what their, you know, goals are and what's next for them here. And then trying to figure out the staff and all that, and scheduling for next year, and just a million different things. It's going to be a lot easier once I get some assistance.
I hear that, Dave. But at least you have your dad, man. Your dad's been through it, so you lean on your dad, man. He's been at the highest level of this thing, man, in NFL. So how much help has your dad been helping you out right now?
So that's my uncle. My dad. My dad's the only one in coaching, or he's not in coaching. He's a smart one. He's a doctor at Stanford, but my uncle has been great. The whole hiring process. I mean, shit. Since I was trying to get in the business, he's been amazing for me. Just kind of let me know what to work for, kind of to stay steady. There was a bunch of times where there was some really good offers, but it was like, you know what, you got a great thing going to Eastern Washington. This is something that you should keep riding out. It's really rare. To be at the same place, because he had to bounce around to achieve the status that he achieved. And he obviously, he's had a ton of success coaching in the NFL, in college. And just his advice throughout the whole process has been great. So he tried to warn me, but it was tough. There's nothing that can prepare you for this first week. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, man, it's been a wild week, but I'm glad you got the job. I love when schools promote from within. The guy's been there for a long time. You've paid your dues from a GA to the head, man. You've been in every slot on that staff you can be. So for you, you've got blood, sweat, and tears to eat. Eastern Washington, you know, while the bodies are buried at first say, so they had, hey, I'm happy they gave it to you, because, man, because you deserve it, man, because you know what it is to be an Eagle, what it stands for, all things you want out of the Eagle to be. You're the man mm-hmm. for it. I'm glad they saw that in you, and I'm happy for you, brother.
Appreciate it. No, it's been fun. It's all I know how to do, so I'm going to keep the same blueprint. Nothing's really going to change. We've done it with developing guys and doing it the right way and taking care of kids, and been part of it since, like, yeah, I was a GA, but I was a GA when there wasn't much success in this basketball program, and to have kind of seen it grow and what it took to build the culture and helping guys get through it. Like, all these guys, like, since I've been here, even before I was here, but they have their imprint on the program. It's a player's program. It really is. And so there's guys that you wouldn't even think of that there's something I learned from them or took from them. And it's just a bunch of different lessons along the way. It's going to be fun to see how this thing grows.
Most definitely, making the tournament and playing well as you guys did, put your name on the map even more. So recruiting wise, hey, Eastern Washington, the Big Sky, they was in the tournament. They played Kansas tough as nails pretty much. So, hey, we didn't want to go out there and play for Coach Riley. We got some building out there. So how does it make you feel knowing you can go talk to recruits now and family and say, hey, watch what we did against Kansas, how we competed so hard against those, a Big 12 school, a perennial legendary school. We could have beat them a player two here or there.
I mean, that's a huge selling point. We've had a chance to get some national exposure. Every preseason, we're going to play big-time games. And, you know, the success that we've had and the development is the big thing for us. Like, that's what we recruit. That's the way we push every day. Like, we don't practice a long time, but we make sure we get back in there with our guys and just develop and working on their game. We don't play like We don't run a ton of plays, and we're not doing a bunch of complicated stuff. We're just letting guys get in space and hoop. And at the end of the day, you need the guys that develop and work on their game to be good in that system. And so we've had, I mean, shoot, we had a team that went to the NCAA tournament this year that had, I think one guy had an offer coming out of high school. And so it just shows you that these guys work really hard, and the culture here has been great to get us to where we can do a good job just developing guys and showing that we have a track record of success. And the NCAA tournament kind of puts a real stamp on that thing that gives us some credibility.
Yeah, because guys who want to get in the gym is so key, because you want to have this year really shows you who are the ballers, who are the ballers, because the guys who really want to ball was going to get down no matter what happened. So when guys were away from you guys all last year and coming back, you knew who was really out there getting after it and who wasn't. And so what helped you guys too, I believe, is you all scrimmage against Gonzaga and all those people. You weren't scared of them people. They were down the road from you guys. So your guys are playing against great competition just in their own time. So you're going to naturally get better by playing against guys who are perceived to be better than you are.
100%. That's spot on. We got a bunch of hoopers, just gym rats. And so, you know, when COVID shut everything down, they were finding ways to get in the parks and courts and working on their ball handling in their driveway or walking down the street, working on their game. Like, they were getting creative with it because it was not an easy thing to work on, you know, continue to develop in this offseason. But that's one thing that kind of shone through with our guys. Like, we got real hoopers. Like, that's what they do. They find ways to get it done. And like you said, there was some open runs down at Gonzaga with Stockton's crew, and they just pick things up and learn from the best.
Most definitely. And speaking of that, Dave, is this man, is like, for you, man, as you all grow this program even further, David, are you recruiting wise? I feel like the West Coast is so great, but now, but at national stage, you was on, you can get guys from Georgia, of course, and Texas now, the Midwest, out east, because you see, if you come to Eastern Washington and play good in the Big Sky, we can go to the tournament. Because I tell guys all the time, David, you tell people this the same thing. If you got the game, the scouts will see you, no matter what conference you play in. If you got game, the tape won't lie. The iron sky does not lie. So talk about that, man, and how trying to tell young men, hey, y'all just got to go high majors to make the league. Or I look at Lillard come out of the Big Sky, the Blazers. So it's like, if you play, if you're a baller, you will get fouled.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the scouts, the NBA teams, the overseas guys, they want to see, can you do X, Y, and Z? And you better be able to show that on tape. And, you know, sometimes if you go into one of those bigger schools, you may not be able to showcase all that. We have an opportunity here. And especially the way we play, like our style of basketball, I think is really conducive to that. And like you said, like Dame Lillard, and there's a ton of mid-major guys that have shown that, you know, if you're able to develop your game as a complete player and lead your team at that level, it's going to translate. And there's so many examples now. It's really the last 4 or 5 years where it's really taken off. And I think NBA teams and scouts are starting to understand that. So that's a selling point. And the fact that we've had guys, you know, get drafted, like Tyler Harvey, walk on to getting drafted. Jake Wiley got some NBA looks, and he's back making a ton of money overseas right now in Spain. But these guys, they came and they were able to show out at our level. You're going to get seen. The big eye don't lie.
You got that right. And also, look at this, man. I love about it as well. Like, now, I know this is a taboo to talk about, but the transfer portal. Guys, they want to come out there now because of the tournament now. I know that's not something we want to bring up out loud, but let's be real about it. The portal's vast right now, like free agency almost. So, guys, we just want to come out there, opportunity to play in that system, show their skills off so they can get some at the next level and grow and develop in your program where you guys develop guys, and it's a proven commodity. Eastern Washington develops ballers.
That's the selling point. And, you know, with the transfer portal, it goes both ways. And, you know, there's some guys that are looking from our program to kind of see what the options are out there. And then we're gonna go in there and we have relationships with high school coaches and AAU guys that, you know, have guys that they still really vouch for and just are looking for a different situation. And like you said, we have an opportunity to go play in the tournament here. You have an opportunity to develop and really showcase your game. I think that's something that we can really play to. And like you said, get some hoopers out of it.
Now, what's cool about everybody is for you, but you've been there 10 years. You kind of have those roots already. Taking over a program is rare where you already have all the groundwork, all the foundation set, because you've been there for 10 years. You know who the coach are. You know who all the people to go to are. So you're pretty much going to hit the ground running almost now that you're making the calls now. But you've been in the fire already. So you kind of know where everything is and to know, okay, I know who to holler at, but this guy, if I want a guy like this, I know who to holler at. So I feel like, man, you golden, Dave. You golden, brother.
No, it's exciting, man. I'd like to think that it's gonna be ups and downs, challenges along the way. But at the end of the day, we're gonna figure out what we can do to do the best by the players, make sure we're developing guys and treating them right. And I think the results will speak for themselves if we're able to do that.
And this year, you have guys on campus this year to actually touch them, because last year you couldn't touch them. So now you can actually work on the individual games underneath the umbrella of you guys and have guys in similar time, which is how excited you to know that you're going to have guys actually on campus actually be able to help them grow and develop this summer and grow to where you tip off in October here down in the fall there.
Exactly. Man, I was bored this spring. I've never been bored my whole life. You know, it just sucks not being around the guys in the summer, and It's gonna be great. Get to work with them, get in the gym with them, see them every day. Like that's why you get into coaching. I mean, I love winning and playing games and stuff, but the relationships is the main reason. And it's gonna be an exciting spring, exciting summer, and then we'll hit the ground running in the fall.
Last one for you, Dave. This man, tell us about what's been your daily, man. It's like a 20-hour day for you right now, because it's so crazy since you're in. How long have your days been, man? Tell us about that, little background about that before you go, man.
It's they're long. Like every day since I got the job, I wake up really early. I kind of write out a to-do list of what needs to get done. And, you know, the first thing I do is I want to make sure I talk to the players and talk to the parents and kind of, because there's been all this, you know, it's been a lot of change, right? So I want to make sure they're good and know what's going on. And I get to about 3 or 4 o'clock and I realize all I've done is talk to our guys and talk to their parents. And I haven't really got around to recruiting or really hiring the staff. And so then I'm making the interviews and all the staff phone calls at night. And usually those go long too, because at the end of the day, you're talking to coaches and you're talking hoops and yeah, we're interviewing, but then it turns into just, you know, telling stories and talking about this, that, and the other. So it's been hard to stay focused on what really needs to get done. But like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to be about the players, and that's what comes first. And so it's starting to slow down a little bit where I can start doing some planning. And I was just in here with some of our guys talking about what the spring's going to look like and recruiting piece. You know, I got some meetings set up tomorrow with the recruits, and that's kind of the Zoom meetings, not in person. Can't do that right now, but that's been what's going on.
Well, thank you for finding time to come on the show, man. I hope it deals with you more often, brother. Have talk hoops with you, man. Chop it up with you. Legs was my guy, but you my guy now too, brother. I'll support the Eagles still, man. I like it. You guys out there, man. The Big Sky, keep good doing the thing. 2-time champions of the Big Sky, Dave. Hey, they're Riley, the head coach now. Thanks so much, brother, for your time today, man.
Thank you. Go Eagles.
No doubt. Be safe, brother.
All right.